Sairam children, it is wonderful to be back with all of you in this very special day.
Sairam children, yes indeed. It's Christmas Eve and it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
And children, as always, Prashanti is so beautifully decorated. You know, there are red and white lights all around the ashram.
Beautiful Christmas festoons are all over the place too. And the Mandir children, that is something you have to see.
Yes, children. It is so stunningly beautiful. This time, they have transformed our Kulwant Hall into a typical European cathedral.
Pristine white drapes, stained glass panels and tall pillars and engravings like you see just in any beautiful church.
Oh, and of course, beautiful flowers all over the place. And not to forget the nativity scene that has been created in the Mandir.
This is about the decorations. Shouldn't we mention the beautiful music? You know, children, this evening we had carols by devotees from over 50 countries. And tomorrow we will have carols by Swami students in the morning.
Prem, you forgot the most beautiful session.
Oh, yes, yes, Ganesh. How could I forget that? Go ahead, tell them about it.
It is the early morning Christmas carols, children. All devotees assemble in Kulwant Hall before daybreak and sing carols. And you know, in the earlier years, they would go around the Mandir singing carols and carrying candles.
And even as they come before the Mandir with those candles, Swami would come on top of the Mandir through a silver door and give darshan to all those devotees. This was called the famous silver door darshan.
So Christmas is all about joy, singing and prayer. And that is why carols are one of the most important aspects of Christmas.
Children, shall we listen to some popular carols in our program today? But since the program in Mandir got so delayed, we might not have time to listen to many.
But we shall listen to at least a few. And these carols have been sent to us by the children from Hyderabad. So shall we start with the first one?
The first carol we are going to listen is called, Do You Hear What I Hear? It is said, children, that three kings followed a star and came to the manger where Jesus Christ was born.
They came from distant lands and following this special star. That is why we have a Christmas star always as a part of the celebrations. So this carol is about the star.
Before we play it for you, I am going to read out the lyrics of this carols for you. So here it goes. Said the night wind to the little lamb, Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, Do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Wow, that's a small little story in a carol. So shall we listen to the carol, children?
Do you see what I'm
That was very nice, wasn't it? The next carol we're going to listen to is one of the most famous and most sung Christmas carols. It is a very melodious one too.
It is about that cold wintry night on which baby Jesus was born. And the carol is aptly called Silent Night. The lyrics of this carol goes like this. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night. Shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night. Son of God's love, God loves pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus Lord, at thy birth, Jesus Lord, at thy birth.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ganesh. Now, children, let us listen to this wonderful carol that takes us back to that very night.
What a sweet carol that is. You know, children, this song is almost 200 years old and still we have got not bored of listening to it.
Imagine, children, we call Jesus the Son of God and God is the King of all kings, the master of this whole entire universe. Still, Jesus was born in a humble manger. His mother did not even have a cradle to place him on. But even after 2000 years, we remember Jesus and celebrate his birthday. Why is that so?
It is because of the devotion he had to God and the love he had for all mankind. You know, children, Swami would say, Jesus came to teach us 3 important lessons, and our celebration of Christmas will not be complete if we do not try to practice these.
And they are love, equanimity, and forbearance. Love, I'm sure all of you know about, but what is equanimity?
It is being calm no matter what trouble comes in life. And how can you develop equanimity? If we keep reminding ourselves that God is there to protect me, I have nothing to worry. No problem or worry is bigger than my Swami. So I have a reason not to worry. And what about forbearance? What is forbearance?
Forbearance is the ability to accept all people around with their flaws. The ability to forgive those who harm you. Jesus would say, "What is so great if you only love those who are good to you and love you? It is great only when you are able to love even those who trouble you." Isn't that what Jesus taught through his life itself?
So children, remember this. Apart from all the singing and eating, if we do not learn the message Jesus came to teach, the celebration of Christmas is not complete. And when we all follow the message Jesus came to teach, then we can really say that Jesus is born within each one of us.
And when that happens, we can sing this next carol, that is, Joy to the World.
Oh yes, that's also one of my favorite carols. Prem, would you please read out the lyrics for all our children here?
Sure, Ganesh. That would be my pleasure. So this is how this carol goes, children. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Wow! And the children sang beautifully too, didn't they, children? So on behalf of all of you, we thank the children from Hyderabad who sent us these carols.
Children, these carols were sent to us by children from Hyderabad. But before we thank them, there is one more piece we have to thank children from Hyderabad from.
Oh yes, children, what we are going to play for you next is a little radio play recorded by Sainik Puri Samti Balvika's children. This again is a famous story on the values that Jesus Christ always wanted us to learn.
Let us then listen to this radio play, children. I'm sure you will find a very interesting and important lesson to learn from it.
Oh, how unlucky I am. No human being is showing sympathy towards me. I am dying of hunger and thirst. I can't even get a loaf of bread or a glass of water. All are afraid of me, convict as I am. But God knows why I stole the bread. I couldn't remain silent hearing the cry of the children at home. And the result, I was in prison for 18 long years. What a life! A peace would have fared better. Let me try my luck over here by knocking at the bishop's door, as the kind sister told me a little while ago.
Come in, brother. The door is open. You are welcome.
Sir, I'm a convict. Are you not afraid to receive me?
Brother, please don't address me as sir. We are all children of God. Consider me as your own brother.
Sir, today no one offered me a loaf of bread or a glass of water. Everyone practically turned me out with a scornful look. I do not understand how you dare to allow me in.
Brother, please cheer up. I know you are hungry and thirsty. Treat this as your own house and make yourself comfortable. Sister, is dinner ready?
Yes, brother, the dinner is ready. Please come in.
Let us have our dinner. Please come in, brother.
Sir, thank you very much for the feast you have offered me. Indeed, I relished it so much after the day's starvation.
Now, brother, please go to sleep. I am sleeping in the next room. Tomorrow morning we will meet. Good night.
Good night, sir. I am not getting a wink of sleep. Those silver plates I saw at dinner time, they are very costly. How nice if I can possess them. But when I think of the kind treatment I received here, I don't feel like stealing them. To steal or not, that is the question. Oh, it's 2 o'clock. I must make haste. Let me rush to the bishop's room and get them. Come what may. Why should I be a coward?
Early morning. Bishop is walking in the garden. Very angrily, his sister approaches him.
Brother, it serves you right. Yesterday, I had my own apprehension seeing the convict.
What has happened? Why are you so worried?
Your loving brother has escaped with all our silver plates at night.
Is that all? Maybe he is in need of them more than us. God gives and takes. For that, why are you so upset?
Let me see. How will you take your breakfast today?
Sister, we will buy cheap plates. We should have some plates. They need not be gold or silver.
Sir, you are lucky to get back your silver plates. We caught him on the way.
No, my plates are not stolen. I presented them to my brother last night. How sad you have arrested and brought him here. Brother, why did you forget the candlesticks?
Sorry, sir. We have humiliated your friend. Excuse us for the same. We mistook him for a thief. Goodbye.
Am I dreaming? Yes, I am dreaming.
Brother, tread the path of truth. Truth is love, truth is God. Always be good, see good and do good. You will wonder why a person like me uttered a lie. It is for your sake. I have brought you from the path of sin to the path of truth. Please adhere to the righteous path. Please take these candlesticks also. Forget the past. Start life afresh. Whenever temptation comes, take refuge in these candlesticks. These will give courage and guide your way from darkness to light.
Oh God!
Thank the Bal Vikas children from the Sainik Puri Samiti for sending us that sweet little play with an important lesson. But children, sadly we will have to go now.
I know some of you must be upset that the program today is so short. But children, if you tune into the radio tomorrow at 5, you can listen to a beautiful drama that will be staged live in the Sai Kulwant Hall.
Yes, children. It is a special Christmas drama by the devotees from UK. And of course, don't forget to listen to the International Children's Choir on 26th evening.
Of course, you can also watch these programs live on our website. And children, don't forget, as you celebrate Christmas, what is the most important thing to do?
Sing, eat sweets, have a lot of fun. But also, ask yourself, why are we celebrating Christmas? What is so special about Jesus?
Children, Jesus is called the messenger of God, which means he has brought a message from God. So when will God be happy with us? When we receive the message that he has sent for us, isn't it?
And when we live by that message, then we are truly celebrating the life of Jesus.
And as we leave you and say goodbye to all of you, how can we have carols on the program and not have the carol Jingle Bells?
Till we meet you all next week, children, be good children and have a lot of fun.
Sairam children, and here is Jingle Bells for you, and a Merry Christmas to all of you.
My life.
Don't see
reason for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death. No reason for love, no reason for love, no birth, no death.